Hello.
Yeah, sir. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Franklin and Mr. Lopez?
Yes, sir. Who are you?
My name is Juan Rodriguez, Mr. Lopez, and I'm calling on behalf of Business Financing. Sir, we'd just like to inform you that we have pre-qualified your business for a funding program. We do business financing, and we have several programs available for your business, such as term loans, business lines of credit, and revenue-based funding. Mr. Lopez, can you confirm that you have been running your business for more than 6 months, correct?
Yes, in 2014, but I'm going to give you a heads up. Heads up on this deal. I have a trailer and a day cab that they're in running condition. They're a 2016 Freightliner, but I need to put one more part to use to keep it rolling. It's somewhere on the, it's like a PTO thing that I need to get it on, and then I hit the road, and I'm gonna be doing all kind of freight. And,
understand. So let me ask you something, Mr. Lopez. So your business right now is kind of like on pause, correct?
It's definitely, that's what I was gonna get across.
Okay. Okay.
You guys want, do want to see the revenue coming into my account? So.
Well, let me ask you something, because Mr. Lopez, I'm sorry, because this program is actually designed to help people like you. You know, they're kind of stuck. In something, but you do have a business before this. You do make some revenues before this, and then because something happens, you have to put your business on pause. And that's exactly what this program is trying to target. People like you, trying to help them lift the business off the ground. But let me ask you, so that's why they make it very simple right now. Because imagine, most people or most agency would like you to have at least 1 year with your business running. On this one, they're trying to make it so easy that they only ask you to be in business for 6 months. Now, let me ask you something real quick. In the past 3 months, have you had any revenue coming from your business or no?
No, that's what I was going to get across with you, that I know.
Right.
But definitely no. It was about 3 months ago that I was running my tow truck because I'm flipping the business in a towing company. But
right.
This towing company did not work out. And then I had to sell one of my truck, and the other one is for sale, and then I got to go back on to the truck and back again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out if they can, because, see, the program has a lot of products available. Okay, they can give you the loan not only based on your credit score. They also sometimes use their revenue that your business is generating. But they do have other programs available. If you want, you know, I'm not going to lie to you because it's kind of like a loan shop, but you don't lose nothing by talking to one of the specialists from the program and see if they can help you with anything. Because, you know, what you need right now is just a little push. In order to get back on track. Right. You know, to get back on track.
Either a little push and I go down to the
hole,
or I'm going back up. let me tell you something. I have this, my truck is pay off. My trailer is pay off.
There you go.
They're worth it, like $80,000.
There you go. Okay.
And then the tow truck that I have is $21,000, $25,000.
There you
but
go.
I still owe on that truck.
Right, but one of them you already paid, right? One of them is yours already. Okay. So there you go. They might be able to do something for you, Mr. Lopez. Now, I can transfer you to one of the specialists. If you want me to, I can try to get you someone in Spanish, so, you know, it would be maybe better to understand the lingo, you know, the different things that they have available for you. Or if
in
you don't
Spanish.
Mind, in Spanish, yeah.
No,
I can get some.
Why would I get somebody in Spanish?
No, if you like. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know. But if you can stay on the line, I can bring you someone, one of the specialists, so he can further assist you. And if you're busy, they can always send that information to your email. Can you remain on the line for 30 seconds so you can talk to someone from the specialist?
I can't remain on the line for 15 minutes.
Okay. So can you stay on the line for 30 seconds?
Yeah, Mario, if I can stay for 15, for 30 seconds.
All right. They might be able to do something for you because that's all you need. You know, it's kind of a shame that you kind of got stuck in there. Yeah, because you already own one of the trucks. One of the trucks is already paid for. So let me see what we can do for you. Okay, so stay on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to hear silence, and then I will introduce you to the specialist so that they can further assist you. All right, allow me just a moment, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling Good Funding. Please have your reference number available, and a funding specialist will be with you shortly.
Basically, since 2014, you got the business. And right now, how long has it been in pause? 3 months? 4 months? How long has it been?
I'm sorry?
Okay, let me just a moment. Let me introduce you to the specialist so I don't waste more of your time. My name is Carlos. I have Mr. Lopez on the line. He's been with the business since 2014. It has a little bit of trouble right at this moment. The business kind of on pause, but he will be able to explain to him. But he would like to further information about the programs that we have available from this funding program. Can you further assist him, please? His phone number is 305-720-9363. Go ahead, Mr. Lopez. You can tell him everything, and maybe they'll be able to help you, okay? Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yep, likewise. Bye.
Hi, Mr. Lopez. This is Justin. Good Funding. How are you today?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Good. The reason why we were reaching out to you just to see if you're still interested in some working capital, some extra funding for your business. I know in the past you put it in inquiry. We're just kind of circling back.